USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says attacks were imminent, and this is why he ordered the military to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani in Baghdad. The president saying four embassies could have been hit. He tells reporters in Washington,
when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
In Iran, protesters continue to take to the streets again, furious with the leadership in that country over the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane. 176 people killed, including citizens from Iran, the country at first denying it. And Attorney General Bill Barr calling the shooting at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida, an act of terrorism, the shooter a Saudi national.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
To the campaign trail now, Atlanta Mayor Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms heading to Iowa Friday to campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden as part of his We Know Joe bus tour. The tour kicking off Tuesday in Sioux City, Biden will visit 20 key Iowa counties. There is one less Democrat in the race now for 2020, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
On Sunday morning, he was campaigning hard in Iowa.
That's the urgency I feel in this moment, is to make sure we have a nominee that can reach out to all of our party.
But come Monday morning, Cory Booker released a different message.
Today I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
Booker's campaign theme was hope and optimism, and in a statement to supporters, he says he still believes in the message, accusing President Trump of promoting only hate and division. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907. The Nasdaq gaining 95 points. The S&P 500 up almost 23 points. In other news, the very latest on President Trump's border wall, USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Significant progress is continuing to be made on construction of a border wall between the United States and Mexico. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan responds to critics who say the old wall is just being replaced and a new wall is not being built.
First of all, that's absolutely a false narrative. Every single mile, it's not just a wall. Brian, you and I talk. It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology. Lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one that you've had for 25 years and people ask you what you've done, you tell them you bought a brand new car. And that's exactly what we have, over 100 miles. And Brian, look, we had a lot of naysayers for many months saying we were never going to achieve this first milestone by January of this year of 100 miles, and we've done just that. And look, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the Army Corps of Engineers who have been absolute great partners in this, and I have no doubt that even with the lower court judicial activism and the obstacles by Congress, by the end of 2020, we're still going to have 450 miles of wall complete or well under construction.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.